Russ Parr Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the Grammys last night, very interesting. You know, we were trying to figure out who was the highest, who was going to win the Paula Patton Award. And it goes again to Paula Patton.
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't seem as high as she was.
Right.
I think she saves that for the black shows.
But she was high enough to get up and, you know, still have her groove on.
Yeah.
She was high when she put that dress on. Because this is like the third miss she's had.
I liked it.
I'm sorry.
You think she was higher than Wiz Khalifa?
No.
Wiz Khalifa, that's possible.
Them glasses.
Yeah, he's hiding the highness right there.
I think Jamie Foxx was high. He actually kind of came out and said.
I think he's a drinker. Mm-hmm. I think Jamie's
might
a drinker.
Be drunk.
But did y'all see, somebody said, I never saw this, but somebody tweeted that Beyonce had a drink in the front row. I was like, what? I never saw it.
Okay.
Could have been a soda.
She said, I was drinking. I've been drinking.
Right?
I'm still drinking.
Madonna on the red carpet looked a little buzzed.
Mm. With her son?
I don't think she's buzzed. I just think she's odd now.
Yeah. You think?
I mean, she's probably always been odd, you know, different.
Right.
But I just think she just seemed weird. And then when she performed, it was weird.
I saw somebody post a picture of Busta Rhymes where he was really sweating a lot. And they said, is he turning into Rick Ross?
Because
he's getting kind of big.
Was he swelling up?
Yeah, he's really big.
Well, I do think like the highest award goes to probably Paula Patton again because she just looked. When I saw her in a red carpet, I could have swore she stumbled.
Mm. Now, well,
I mean, she had a long dress.
You know what? You got to stay high if you know your man out there looking for another woman for you to bring home.
Care about
she's
that.
Down with that.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, and you know, and maybe, you know, Robin was a little out there too because he was trying to hit those notes with Chicago. It just wasn't working. Mm.
And Chicago's kind of one of those legendary bands. I kind of wanted to hear some real Chicago.
Yeah, because, you know, and some of those songs, you know, are like you see on all these commercials and movies and so on and so forth. So a lot of people are familiar with them.
You know what? We are all wrong. You know who was the highest person there?
Who?
Willie Nelson.
Y'all forgot Willie Nelson was there.
Why
do that? We should not forget Willie Nelson.
He probably killed Kris Kristofferson's voice because he knew it was coming out.
He didn't remember the words to his own song. Mamas don't let your babies grow up. I'm like, come on, it's Cowboys. Let's go.
Tweet.
What was that tweet you had? Who was outside?
Oh, shoot. Let me find it. They are so mean.
So you guys, like on Twitter, you guys are vicious, you know?
TDMCB Trippin says, meanwhile, Keisha Cole and Chief Keef were outside selling $7 barbecue and fish plates to buy Grammy tickets. Y'all are so mean.
Poor Keisha.
Wow.
Might not have been the right time to dump Booby. I don't know. Yeah.
But it may be for a come up. She might have some good music.
Hey, maybe another reality show in the
works. Do that.
You never know.
Maybe.
All right, there it is, our highest list.
The Russ Parr Morning Show. The Russ Parr Morning Show.
Which means I wish I was back to a human.